1993 in Boston, which is where I met you guys, where we were all living. What was the scene like, the music scene?
It revolved around Jeff Goddard.
It kind of did.
I think it did revolve around Jeff Goddard because I must have seen you in at least half a dozen bands at the time.
Well, at the time, you were always on stage. Really busy with WMBR, with Pipeline. Mm-hmm. I knew you in and around from various Pipeline shows, mm-hmm. and also just from going out to shows. And I think because Jeff and I are a little bit closer in age than Gavin's, I think about 5 years younger. So he was probably, I don't know what you were doing, Gavin, in 93, probably...
Was joining this band.
Joining this band and
with the long game, knowing eventually you would be in this
band. Right, exactly. I guess that a lot of people would say the same now that were the same age we were in 93, that a place like Boston is probably great to collaborate and to go to shows and this kind of stuff, but it's just not the same, you know. I don't know what it's like now, but at the time there were loads of places to go and hear music, regardless of what kind of music you wanted to hear. But, of course, it was around that time also that the Middle East, I think they've maybe been open for a year or two, thanks to Billy Ruane. But, yeah, so, I mean, I kind of knew you through other projects and playing on Pipeline and then just from being out. Jeff was also busy playing in different projects and either still studying or just also going out, you know, going out to see shows. We were music lovers and, you know, I just remember either being in school or going to work or coming home from work, coming home from class. And the only thing that I ever had planned was to go out and see shows. I think I went to shows like 4 or 5 nights a week. A lot of times you didn't even know who was playing. It was like, oh, you're in a social context. It involves the thing that you love to do the most, which was highly influential also at the time. So I found it really pretty active. I think that time in Boston was really special, but I think it was probably everywhere in the US at that time.
For people who don't know what Pipeline is, Pipeline was a live music program that I co-produced and co-engineered, and it was a weekly program on WMBR Radio. WMBR Radio was an independent radio station that had all forms of music, but it was broadcast out of MIT. The Middle East was a restaurant initially, which turned into probably the premier indie rock club in Cambridge across the river from Boston. And Billy Ruane was instrumental in promoting the music scene that surrounded the Middle East.
So I think that we met each other in that social situation. And I had met Jeff and Gavin, who had, I don't know if you guys had were... They were originally with Eamon Vitt, the original bass player.
Well, we met you at our first show.
Yeah,
our first show was with the Loon. With
another band I played in at the time. And I remember hearing those guys and just being like, wow, this is something